Hello, my name is Annie Jennings, and we are live here at the Trump Taj Mahal in Atlantic City for the Poker Pro podcast series. The Taj Mahal is hosting a Play the Authors No Limit Texas Hold'em tournament, and Annie Jennings is my name, and I am the host of our Poker Pro podcast series. Our first guest today is Sherry Bykofsky. Now, Sherry Bykofsky is the author of several wonderful poker books. Her first one here, we have Secrets the Pros Won't Tell You About Winning Hold'em Poker. We also have The Rules of Poker, Essentials for Every Game, and Sherry's brand new book, hot off the presses, is called The Portable Poker Pro, Winning Tips for Texas Hold'em, and I can't wait to read this one. Sherry, I have to say that I read all your books in one sitting.
I really appreciate it.
Oh, they're so good. They're so easy to read, very accessible, and absolutely, they really and truly are packed with a lot of secrets. I've read a lot of poker books, and you really tell the real deal of what's really going on behind the scenes, and I love that about your work.
I like to give away the secrets that the pros won't tell you.
Yeah, you really do, too. Now, why don't we talk about, since we're going to be at one of the objectives of our Poker Pro series is to educate people on how to play the game and become champions themselves, right? There's huge interest in the country. Oh, millions of people play internet poker. You'll see the World Series of Poker packed and more packed every single year. So this is something that is on the move. And you are a championship yourself. You've won several events. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Hundred tournaments.
To say the least,
yes.
Right? Question for you is, how would somebody get started? What do you recommend if somebody is watching it on TV, they know they love poker already, how would you recommend they start to become a professional poker player?
Don't think that you're going to learn how to play poker from watching television. First thing you need to know when you're watching poker on television is that they're only showing you the highlights. The real poker is played with a lot of folding, and they don't want to show the folding on television because that's not good television.
Right.
But that is good poker. The one who folds the most wins the most. And that's what you need: patience, power, position, and it's really a good idea to sit down and read several poker books,
mm-hmm.
and then play small stakes while you're learning. We have small buy-in tournament,
mm-hmm.
and it's so much fun. When you play poker, when you start getting good and you're playing hold'em, it's as if the cards are see-through. It's an exhilarating feeling,
right,
to not see what someone's holding and then know for sure that they have a queen, king of clubs,
right,
and then you find out you were right.
That you were right later on. You know, that is one of the hardest things to learn, is to be able to see through the backs of the cards. But eventually, when you start to learn how to assess the players and what various betting strategies mean in most poker play, you get a lot better at doing that. Now, what Sherry did is she just let a very strong, I think, one of those hidden secrets the pros don't tell you, slip out, Sherry. I don't know if you know this, but I have just heard her say something like, he who folds the most wins the most. Now, that's not something you think about. You think about, hey, I'm here to play poker. I'm going to play. I'm going to play my Jack 10 suited. Why not, right? I could hit a straight. I could hit a flush. So what do you think about folding the most, winning the most?
If you sit down at any poker game, especially a cash game, but even a tournament, and you look at the person who has pile of chips, they're sitting there behind Mount Chip Watch, and you think, wow, that person never played a hand. Did they buy all those chips? Where'd they get all those chips? And then what happens is they're waiting for the pots that are big to scoop them. They're
right.
Only going to be in the hand that they win, and they're going to be scooping the hands that they're in.
So they're really picking their spots.
Absolutely picking them right. They're
right.
Not too tight. They're just... everyone knows, selectively aggressive is the way to be, but they are waiting for the right opportunity.
The right opportunity, the right mix, the right positions, the right people in the pot, the right people not in the pot.
And the right size of the pot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people ignore. They think they have ace-queen, they'll call, but they're the big blind, there's nothing to win, but you're up against the other player who raised, maybe with ace-king or a pair. You don't have to call with ace-queen. Another tip is, avoid calling at all costs. Either raise or fold. Only call when you're setting a trap and you're the one in charge and no one knows it.
See, that's very interesting because a lot of times in play you see one person will call and the rest of the table will follow suit and call along. So that piece of advice is very interesting, and I'd like to explore that further with you in future podcasts. I want to thank Sherry Bykoski for being with us today. She's about to go play and most likely win the Trump Taj Mahal series. It's called Play the Authors here in Atlantic City, and it's a beautiful casino. I recommend everybody come down and check it out. And by the way, please do get Sherry's brand new book, The Portable Poker Pro. It's adorable and can fit in your little handbag or your back pocket, gentlemen. And we also have The Rules of Poker, Essentials for Every Game. We also have Secrets the Pros Won't Tell You About, Winning Hold'em Poker. And that's excellent. I read that in one sitting. I was captivated. It is excellent. Sherry Bykoski, thank you so much for joining the Poker Podcast series today. And we'll
Thanks,
see you next time.
A lot of fun.
My pleasure. Good luck today.
Enjoy the tournament.
We will.